John is out today, traveling for a Roughnecks game for tomorrow, but in studio with me is Dell. It's me and Dell. And joining us right now from MLB.com is our old friend and implanted here in the Houston area. He is a Houstonian. Well, I guess you live north, right, Richard? Do we count that?
I live in the Woodlands.
Yeah.
20 years.
Houstonish. Houstonish.
Houston.
Yeah, you're just a two-hour drive to get here, depending on the day. Okay, so we haven't had you on, Richard. There's so much that we could start covering. Let me go with I want to bring up the comments from Big Poppy. He came out yesterday, called Mike Fiers a snitch. He talked about a variety of things. I feel like the reason he's come out now is because he realizes the Boston Red Sox are going to get hit any day now. At least I'm thinking that's going to be the case, Richard. And he's preemptively saying something about Mike Fiers because he's the guy that started the whole thing. When do you think Red Sox punishment is going to come out? And Rob Manfred mentioned that it's, I guess, some stuff had kind of slowed the process down, which I assume is more information. Where does that stand right now that you know?
Yeah, I think it stands here. I think it's going to be next week. I think it's going to be announced next week. I don't know. I mean, J.D. Martinez told me earlier this week, I will put my hand on a stack of Bibles, as high as you want to stack them, that we didn't do anything wrong. That what he said, maybe, I don't know if he said we or I. He says it's not going to be. I think Alex Cora maybe hit hard because in wake of the Houston thing and the Boston thing, but he says it's not going to be nearly to the degree of the Astros. The second part of it is I think there's probably going to be a third team investigated, maybe not a big name team. You know, in terms of just the substance of what David Ortiz said, I think at the end of the day, Mike Fiers did the game a service. There was underlying scuttle for a long time. This was going on. The A's in particular had complained. Everything was in that report, the A's would privately tell you. They just wouldn't put their name on it, and they wouldn't. They had no motive to give MLB any information until the commissioner offered players immunity, and that prompted some to talk. And you know, this was something because in the technology age, it ultimately had to be addressed at some point.
Well, so. You know, Astros fans are really upset about this, and I'm getting.
Why
the
are they upset?
That well, no.
Cheated or they got caught?
No. Not that. I'm about to tell you what they're upset about. I'm not upset about the cheat. Look, if you did the crime, you do the time. You got caught, the whole nine yards. Same thing with steroids. I don't personally. All right. Well, let me ask you this: do you differentiate? Rachel Nichols tried to say, "Well, it's just not the same. Steroids is an individual player got the benefit. An individual player is the one who's hitting home runs and getting RBIs." And helping his team as well. I don't differentiate. I think the Astros cheated. The steroids guys cheated. I think it's the same, Richard. What do you think about it?
No, I think it's completely different in that it's, you know, when you have in a competitive environment, people are going to look to cut corners. And the steroid thing was, and I think I liken it this way to the technology scandal in that it was the Wild Wild West. I think the steroid scandal crept up on everybody before anyone knew the degree of it. Because, you know, there's a whole 100 years of history in baseball that you don't lift weights, but it doesn't help you. In fact, it hurts you. Carlton Fisk, Lance Parrish were the first guys I knew that even, you know, like, would go against the grain of their front office to go lift weights. And it sort of changed the culture. And then ultimately, you're going to have guys that look to do more than lift weights. I think it's the same way with this. We didn't understand the power of having the monitor nearby, the power of the Apple Watch, and having cameras the size of your fist and all that, and how they could be utilized. And obviously some people said, hey, we can use these in other ways. This doesn't have to be just about replay.
Richard, to tag on to Lance's point about Houston fans and maybe some of their reasoning behind why is everyone so angry, I was on a podcast, and a person mentioned baseball has had issues with trying to gain advantages since really the beginning of time. I think the most ludicrous example of with the cork bats in Cleveland, and they had someone crawling through the ducts or above the umpires,
yeah,
in the crawl space to try retrieve a bat. So baseball always has had these weird things going on with guys trying to gain advantage. What has struck a chord so much with this one that has produced so much anger, do you think?
Well, that it was a team-wide thing, and that it resulted in winning a World Series. I mean, I think it's that simple. And it was also just the fact that baseball had warned teams, you got to stop this after the Fitbit and Apple Watch, the Red Sox were found with it. We're going to come down hard if you keep doing this. And Manfred individually met with GMs and managers and just pretty much laid down the law. Like, this will not stand. If a fan goes to a game, they need to know that both sides are playing by the same rules. And I think that's what differentiates this, is that it ended up in winning a World Series. And it was a talented team that thought they were smarter than everybody else and that the rules didn't apply.
So if this was an open secret, at least that's what has been attached to this.
No question.
The A's clearly knew or suspected something. And other teams, we've had Logan Morrison come out and say the Astros aren't the only team doing something along these lines.
Right.
He said
right. There
are multiple teams. The players are angry. We've heard Marquez talk about these guys deserve a beating. So if this was an open secret, why, is it now because it's out in the open they feel they're okay with expressing their frustration, or is this an actual shock to some of the players?
Well, I think it's a difference between what you know, what you think you know, and what you know. And once Mike Fiers opened the door and said, no, this is, and put had the guts to attach his name to it, then it became a free-for-all. And once one player – look, there's no doubt. I've never seen players comment like this against other players. And once you had one guy step up, everybody stepped up, because there's no downside of – there's no other side of like defending this and something like this. So when you see guys like Mike Trout, who are very careful about what they say, coming out and saying, you know, I lost a lot of respect for those guys – it tells you that the floodgates have opened on this. And it, like, I've spoke to Bregman today and McCullers and Altuve and Correa briefly, brief conversations. And I think there's a reality setting in, a sadness setting in, but a reality that some of you, or maybe all of you, have lost your good name and your reputation. And when you do that, it's very, very hard to get back. And we'll just see. I mean, we'll see how it plays out. You know, you can win 110 games and win the World Series, and you start to put it in the past. But like, has any team ever played knowing that the whole world, that everyone on the planet hopes you fail? I mean, that is unbelievable. And players are sensitive to social media. Players are sensitive to what's being said and how questions are asked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure. What if they're 2 under .500 on July 1 and Springer or Bregman are hitting .220? The narrative around the game will be you guys couldn't do it playing by the rules. And that's a lot of pressure to put
it's
on a human being.
Tremendous amount of pressure. This is what I really wanted to say is I think there's a lot of frustration from Houston fans that we know that the Yankees there's a lot to show that the Yankees were involved in sign stealing. Joe Girardi, I know that clip has gone out. We know this, the Yankees stole signs, and that's not illegal to steal signs, but they use technology to steal signs. We know about the Apple Watches, clearly a technological advantage. It feels like there are people who are just ignoring Beltran's time with the Yankees 3 years prior, 2 years post with the Astros, when he told them, and this is in the article that came out.
Wait, you're getting to the point that MLB covering up for the Yankees.
Well, this is what I'm getting at.
Ridiculous.
No, that's not what I'm not saying they're covering up. What I'm saying is, what is this going to expand to the Yankees when we know there is all kinds of sign stealing stuff there and with the Reds? How expansive is this going to be, Richard?
See, that's a great talk radio point. We know. No, you don't know. You don't know. You think you know. And when the Red Sox thing is announced, what I've heard is there will be a third team. The investigation will begin of a third team.
Good.
It's not the Yankees. I can tell you it's not the Yankees. So what you know on talk radio is not – the commissioner's an attorney, and he can only deal with the facts placed in front of him. And so far, the evidence given to him about the Yankees doesn't amount to anything. Now, everybody in Houston can say, oh, the whole world's out to get us again, you know, and play that inferiority complex card and all that. But the facts don't support it.
Well, can you explain to me then? This is in my ignorance, Richard, because this is out there with the Yankees saying this.
What does that mean?
No,
this is out there.
Well, let me tell you. Joe Girardi said, this is what we would do. We get the signs from here to here, then we'd come into the dugout. We've seen the same same article in, that started this with Mike Fiers also down the road mentioned the Red Sox and Yankees. My question is, what is the difference, the Apple Watch stuff? How is that? Can you explain to me how that technology and using a camera is different than what the Astros did in the eyes of the commissioner or the league?
Well, now the Apple Watch thing, that was clearly against the rules, and the commissioner sent out. That's prompted the edict, like, you can't do this anymore. The other part of it is, I have to go back and watch the clip. Was Joe Girardi talking about his own team or another team that they caught?
Well, his initial statement was to the effect that I was a part of a system. And then at the end, he said,
caught it and we stopped it.
Yes. So they're two conflicting, because if you hear the first part, you're thinking he was involved in something. And the second part would suggest that they stopped something, if you're listening to both parts.
I've had executives with the Nationals and the Yankees and other teams say, I'm telling you, there's right and wrong. There's not a gray area. And we did not do it. Did we look for our competitive advantage? Absolutely. And in fact, the weird thing about the Astros is that A.J. Hinch was adamant about not wanting the runner at second to steal signs because he thought it inhibited the base running. He thought it hurt the base running. He thought that what you would gain out of it would not be worth what you would lose in terms of aggressiveness on the base pass.
Do you believe Richard Justice is with us, but from MLB.com. We only have a little bit of time. I know you got something coming up with Dusty here in a second. Another frustration has to do with the Astros and the buzzers because of a video. And then it turns out a video was edited to where it looked like Altuve sprinted straight in and changed when it only recently came out. And it's from a broadcast copy that he was out celebrating with his teammates. The Astros are adamant. They spoke to this. Do you think that narrative is a bad narrative that continues to live on just because they're just not trusted now?
No, I think the commissioner said we found no evidence of the buzzer.
Right. He did. Of course, no one believes that, and the players don't believe it, and the fans don't believe it. Where do you stand on that?
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And in fact, I don't think the technology exists for the buzzer to work.
That's what I question too. I question whether or not that's even possible if there's a proximity issue.
Here's the problem. You open the door and you say, oh, we would never do that. Well, you did all this other stuff. And, you know you should have, and you got caught doing it. So it's hard to say, you know, you drew a line here. You've opened the door. You've left everything that you've done is now open for question, and legitimately so. And it'll be a long time getting past it.
Richard Justice with us. Richard, I know you got to go. I appreciate you joining us. I can tell from your tone. I don't like the victim stuff either. The Astros did wrong. I couldn't believe it because in all my years as a Houston sports fan, this was probably, along with the very first Rockets championship, the happiest I've ever been and the most likable team in the history. And I hate that their names, it doesn't change a lot for Houston fans. But what you mentioned, that's the thing that kills me is that George Springer, Jose Altuve, you know, these guys who are the lovable guys, it really, their name is now mud, whether they like it or not, across the league with other fans, and I don't know that they're going to get away from that tarnish.
I mean, you start by, all you can do is just play, and you start by starting 20-5 and having a great year. You know, they're going to be tested. That first road trip to Anaheim and to Oakland, I mean, they're going to have things yelled at them that you don't like being yelled, but hey, athletes get yelled at all the time, so we'll see if this is any different.
That's Richard Justice from MLB.com. Richard, we appreciate you joining us on short notice. Thanks, buddy.
You bet.